Hi, I'm Abby Berry, and this is my 6-minute podcast. Get comfortable and keep an open mind, and maybe even learn something today. As most of you know, there has been a lot of controversy around Premier Doug Ford and what he's planning to do to Ontario in the near future. So what exactly are his plans that everyone seems to be disagreeing with? Well, they're not really plans, actually. More like cuts to our education, healthcare, and so much more. How many people will be affected by all these cuts exactly? Is it A, 1,000, B, 100,000, or C, all of Ontario? If you stay tuned, you can find out at the end of the podcast. One of Doug Ford's biggest plans is to get rid of student grants. Student grants help a lot of people who don't have a high income. Loans and grants are a different thing. Loans you have to pay off 3 months after graduating from college and over your career lifespan. Grants are given to you by the government to help you pay for your education. Also known as OSAP. OSAP helps so many low-income families across Canada, and now it makes it even more difficult to go to secondary, to get post-secondary and get a job. Some of the other things Doug Ford is adding that are strong and could affect your education is you need 4 online classes that aren't electives because students cannot learn well online without a physical teacher in presence. This is a big controversy to a lot of people learning that they want their education to come first. Also, they are cutting teachers' jobs and making class sizes bigger. It makes it more difficult for students who need extra help by the teacher. There will be a lot more students and a lot less teachers to go around. They are cutting lots of classes and some art courses, especially making it harder. Cutting out programs would be such a disadvantage to certain students who their whole focus is art in school. It will limit the experience requirement for future jobs in their future. Usually for OSAP, you have a 3-month time period to wait when you have a job so you can start paying your loans back. But now they're making it so you can't, and you have to pay it as soon as you're in school. Now you get charged more interest, and overall it's going to be a lot more expensive. These cuts are affecting so many people in such a horrible way. They're not just only cutting your education, but they're making it harder for everyone in the near future. So, back to our question at the beginning, how many people are going to be affected by the Doug Ford's cuts? Was it 1,000, 100,000, or all of Ontario? The answer is all of Ontario. Everyone will be affected by this in some way. If it's education, their children's education, money for education in the near future, healthcare, or so many more that is going to be strongly affected money-wise, politics, and so much more. Healthcare. So what are Doug Ford's plans to cut healthcare? Doug Ford is cutting so many nurses as well as PSWs. PSWs are personal support workers, which do the jobs of nurses, but there's a lot more of them. You mostly find them at retirement homes for elderly people who can't help from themselves. Cutting these people would affect so much more. They'd be losing jobs, and a lot more elderly people would not have as much resources as they should. Healthcare cuts. Healthcare cuts are a huge disadvantage to everyone, and overall, I think it should be top priority. Doug Ford's plan to cut nurses would be a huge disadvantage. Nurses don't only take care of people, they take care of the majority of the emergency hospital, which eventually doctors go see. No one really understands how much nurses should be valued. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad we covered Doug Ford healthcare cuts and education cuts. I really hope you look more into this and help to also put a stop to this. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something.